First off, we're talking about the Birmingham Sustainability Commission. This started originally about 5 or 6 years ago, but it never really gained traction. What was the original thought behind getting it back together?
I think there was a lot of buzz going around the country to create sustainability commissions to look at how effectively cities could implement programs that would lead to those goals. Initially, the commission did not have the correct focus that would lead them to have an organizational structure that would be supported by a cross-section of people. We knew that we had to move forward and create something that everyone would have a buy-in, including major institutions like UAB, corporate entities that exist, and other organizations around. So we began the process of looking at how we could reconstitute the commission, but more importantly, how we could galvanize our efforts to create sustainability partnerships with local entities. And it began to pick up momentum among those organizations we feel that can come together to help energize our efforts going forward.
And when you say sustainability, it's a big buzzword. We hear it a lot. But what does it mean to you in the city?
It's a broad-based concept. Sustainability is to sustain and protect our natural resources, is to create environments through planning that would incorporate getting more people outside, walking or riding bikes, to create a healthier community. It also involves, how do you build? What are the practices within your building codes that would lead to the design and construction of buildings that, if not completely LEED certifiable projects, at least incorporate some of those principles that are involved in the LEED certification process. And we've begun that effort. And sustainability is a word that can be broadly applied, but it all leads to having a more environmentally sensitive, environmentally programmed community.
Last month, you met with many people involved in environmental issues in the area, sustainability. You took a look at the Green Progress Report, which ranked how Birmingham is doing on many of these. What were some of the things that disappointed you, some of the areas where you really think that the city could be doing better?
Our efforts are a small effort at this point, and I won't say that I'm disappointed with anything because everything we've gotten involved with, we've had success. But it's so new to people's consciousness, and there's so much work still to be done. It's not a matter of having failed to do. It's just a matter of putting in place the efforts to make sure that we hit on all cylinders. One of the things that we're looking at, we were incorporated in the STAR Leadership Program, which gives us a set of guidelines to compare ourselves each year. And that gives us goals. It also keeps us moving forward. And we want to make sure that we have an aggressive program, but not so aggressive that we get too far out in front of ourselves, that we're not accomplishing the goals that we want or spread ourselves so thin that we don't have viable programs. And I think through this STAR leadership program, it will give us the standard by which we can measure ourselves as to whether or not we're making progress.
What would be the main goals as you see it, the most important goals for the city?
You know, I try not to categorize any one effort as being more important than the other. It's really a broad-based effort. I think from a mayoral standpoint, we have to design our city to get people more active and get them out in open spaces. We've created bike lanes. We've created areas that people can get out and get more exercise. We also are having our code enforcement department and our planning and engineering department look at how we can apply our codes to make sure that we have sustainability built into the projects that the city does itself, but also find ways to encourage other developers to include those sustainability efforts in there.
And so you're working on creating this sustainability plan for the city. What do you hope to see in it?
What I would like to see is a roadmap. The roadmap that I want to see interlocks all of those efforts and make it a natural action on the part of city government to include those things as opposed to something that you got to concentrate on and think about each and every time. And I think that's the real goal, to put together a plan that becomes so intricately involved in every aspect of the city that it becomes just a natural process.